this is Earth and Sky, Sunday, January 9th. The pull of the moon's gravity creates ocean tides on Earth.
There are two high tides and two low tides each day as Earth spins beneath the moon. And the sun's gravity affects the tides too. Its effect is a little less than half that of the moon.
Twice each month, when the sun, moon, and Earth lie more or less in a straight line in space, the tides are amplified by the combined gravity of the sun and moon. Then we have both higher and lower tides than usual. These extreme tides are called spring tides, in contrast to the neap tides, or more moderate tides. They happen when the gravity of the sun and moon are pulling at odds with each other.
Sometimes another astronomical event coincides with a spring tide to amplify the effect even more. Tomorrow the moon will be new, passing more or less between the Earth and sun, so it's the time of month for spring tides. But also, the moon will come closest to Earth tomorrow for this monthly orbit. This monthly event is called perigee, and tomorrow's perigee will bring the moon even closer than usual by a few kilometers, closest until the year 2008.
Tomorrow's new moon, so close to Earth, makes very high and very low tides very likely. Special thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.